Labor Day marks the beginning of the final push in the presidential campaign. Some people will start voting in just a few weeks. Campaigns will be trying to mobilize their voters, and there are the debates.
Now, many people have already made up their minds about who they're going to vote for, but with a race this close, it can be a nerve-wracking time. So, how should voters be thinking about these next couple of months, and what should voters be watching out for?
Let's ask NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Okay, so with Labor Day behind us, that's the traditional start of the presidential campaign, although, of course, we know it's been going on actually for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
And the election looks close. So if somebody were to say to you, hey, I'm looking at these polls every day, is that going to tell me what's going to happen? What would you say?
I'd say stop it. You know, polls exist. They're largely pretty good. We even conduct our own to get a better sense of how people are feeling about the candidates and society. But all you really need to know about the horse race right now are two things. First, Harris is performing better than Biden was in the 7 key swing states everyone's watching. And second, the race is very close within the margin of error, and that's not likely going to change very soon. That's it. So now this campaign is really about mobilization and the couple of big tests coming up for the candidates.
Okay, about those big tests coming up. One of those is the debate 1 week from today. How important is that, and what are you watching for?
Well, I think the debate's going to be really very important, especially for Kamala Harris. She's had a great first month. Now she's starting to face ramped up attacks from Trump. Because she's narrowly ahead in some key places, it's likely to get pretty ugly because Trump has to try and pull her down. Pay attention to some of the attacks Trump is trying right now, because we're likely going to hear a lot about them at the debate next week. You know, things like Harris's shifts on some positions and trying to tie her to the chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal. So this debate will be a test for Harris for sure, but it's also, I have to say, carries some risk for Trump too. I mean, think about the last debate against President Biden. Trump's flaws were really overshadowed because of Biden's struggles, but Trump repeatedly lied, spread baseless conspiracy theories, and made a number of unserious or incoherent policy proposals. So if Harris has a solid debate, the focus really should then be on Trump in a way that he doesn't want.
We're going to likely hear about a number of the issues voters care about in that debate. Which ones do you think are motivating voters and could possibly make the biggest difference this fall?
Yeah, I mean, it's the issues that we've been hearing about that the candidates have been focused on, the economy and inflation, immigration, abortion rights. In many respects, Republicans have advantages on the fundamentals in this election. Unemployment's low, growth has been strong, inflation has come down. But people continue to view the economy negatively, even if not as much as a year ago. And that's because prices are still higher than they were pre-pandemic. But negative feelings about Trump are arguably as strong or stronger than those feelings about the economy. And it's why Harris has been able to make a strong case that she's the one who represents change in this election.
Before we let you go, in an analysis published this morning on NPR.org, you write that another advantage that Democrats feel they have is related to turnout. Say more.
Well, Democrats have a lot more offices, paid staff, and volunteers on the ground in swing states than the Trump campaign. Abortion rights ballot measures will be voted on in 10 states, including Arizona and Nevada, both swing states. And the Harris campaign believes those will boost turnout with key voter groups. Republicans, on the other hand, Trump has a deep well of support, and tens of millions will certainly go to the polls to vote for him. But his turnout operation is a question mark because the Republican National Committee's turned over a lot of it to a group with very little track record of success. And Trump keeps talking down things like mail-in voting, which limits his campaign.
That is NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome.